A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with our Big Brother Canada 4 Final 3 exit interviews. Today we're going to be talking with the winners of Big Brother Canada 4. That would be Nick and Phil. The Pax Bros are going to join us. We're also going to speak with Tim Dormer, who came in third place, and Kelsey Faith, the second place finisher here on Big Brother Canada 4. And a lot of chatter. A lot of talk about the finale and how it all went down. Of course, Jordan Parhar and the live feed correspondents, as I want to start calling them, the Fax Bros. They were on with Jordan, and they were a little worked up last night. If you want to check that out, that's on the podcast. I'm going to do my coverage, my recap later on today. Probably will be up by the time you're listening to this. That's going to be at 6 p.m. Eastern in case you get this right away. And then we've got Amazing Race coverage coming your way as well tonight at 9:15 p.m. Eastern time. In addition, if you missed it during the week, I spoke with Arissa Cox. I thought that was a really great interview with Arissa. I definitely think you should check that out. And I think it still plays even after we've gotten through the finale of Big Brother Canada. All right, so let's get into talking with our winners. We have Nick and Phil on the line. Nick and Phil, are you there?
Hey, Rob.
Hi, bros.
Hey, Pax Bros, how are you? Congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much.
You're
Survivor Man. How's it going?
Oh, you've heard.
We heard.
Of course. You're a big deal in this house. Cass has a crush on you. Joel's...
No. We don't have a lot of time, but she wants me to set her up with somebody she has a crush on. That she does not have a crush on me. I can assure you of that. But first off, you guys were very fun to watch this season. And again, congratulations on the win.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully, Nick doesn't have to pee at all during this part of the interview. But let me start off by asking, what was the biggest move that you guys made in the game, looking back on this whole season?
All right. Well, I think the biggest move we made was one that set up the rest of our game. Day 41, I've told everyone, Mitch tried campaigning to me and then said that in the High Roller Sweden, he said that Kelsey made a Final Four deal with Maddie Ramsey did it. I knew it was a lie. And by chance, Kelsey, my brother, walked into the High Roller Suite. And I said, Kelsey, is this true or not? And then Mitch just flipped out. He went outside. And that's when the whole big house fight happened. And it seemed like everyone was arguing against each other. And we were just kind of sitting pretty.
My brother turns to me and says, watch this.
Yeah, I turned to him. I said, watch this. And then,
you know, the house blows up. Maddie had a good chance of coming into HOH. The target was then moved to Kelsey and Jared for the next week when Maddie was saying she was going to put us on the block. That guaranteed their safety that week.
That was a huge move that never got, you know, never came back to us. And I think we made a few things like that happen, but that was the biggest right in the middle of the game.
Okay. The rest are all small moves. I mean, Joel and the popcorn pit, yeah. Yeah.
Good answer. So then this week, you guys talked about, as you started to campaign in front of the jury, that you guys played this honest game and you really didn't lie. And I feel like that, at least for us viewers, that didn't really ring true. I think that there were times in the game that you guys did lie. Was that sort of a conscious decision, or did you guys feel like that you did play a game where you never lied?
Phil speaking right now. We did play a good-hearted game, truth, but whatever. And when you're speaking to the jury, we still had to get votes, and we felt like that was our best angle. And this is Big Brother. I mean, you have to stretch the truth. You have to manipulate in some ways. Everyone does it. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Give Nick a shot.
When your back's against the wall, sometimes you do have to spin the truth a little bit and pick your words very wisely. It's not necessarily a blatant lie. But I mean, the whole Tim thing, we were going after him, and he understands that based on the fact that he was coming after us. So when that whole blow-up happened on the table, it had to happen, but Cass was still lying at that point where we weren't.
Yeah.
And going into jury, the game is still on. It's still Big Brother, and we need those votes. So we had to say what we had to say, and I mean, we're sitting here right now.
And when it comes, yes, we gave Maddie a bunch of good campaign ideas so that she would stay in the house and Tim would go that week. But, you know, Tim was going after us as well at that point, and so was his entire alliance.
Yeah, he tried to pin Jared against us, and if that wasn't going to happen, you know, one of us was going home. So
yeah, I mean, we did what we had to do, and we're sitting here with no regrets.
Okay. Well, and again, congratulations on the victory. Now, if you guys could pick anybody but you guys, who played the best game? It doesn't have to be anybody that made it to a certain point, but who do you think played the best game outside of you two?
This is Phil speaking. Tim Dormer played the best game. Hands down, this is Nick speaking now. Tim Dormer played the best game. He is amazing at relationships, building friendships, and not only that, he is a great manipulator in the Big Brother world. It's not negative, completely positive in this game. Tim, you're a legend.
He is great, and we have nothing but respect for him. And he is like our big brother in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, one of the things that we talked about this week on the podcast was if you guys ended up playing in an all-star season, would you guys play as a pair again, or would that be a deal breaker for you both?
That's a lot to take in. What do you think? I think we're just going to have to wait for an opportunity to potentially come up. I think we both have our strong suits in this game, and now that we've both played and I understand the role of Big Brother, I have a better fighting chance than I did for the first half of this game. Whether individual or single, we would come in with the same idea. Let's have some fun and make some friends.
Yeah, and if we sprinkle a couple comp wins and whatever, that's just bonus.
All right. I know you guys have a very busy day today, so thank you so much for making some time to come on with me. And, you know, congratulations on everything. It was very fun to watch.
Thank you so much, Rob.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
Take care, bye.
All right, everybody. There you have it. That was Nick and Phil. Only had a couple of minutes with them. We have more time with Tim and Kelsey scheduled, but they're on a very tight schedule in terms of the publicity that they're doing today after winning the show. And yeah, again, let Nick talk. Let's let Nick answer the questions there, Nick and Phil. All right, so let's switch gears a little bit and let's talk to the man who they felt like played the best game. And a lot of people felt like he played a really good game, but he decided for some reason that he didn't want to win at the end, if you believe what he told Arissa last night. Let's bring him in. Here is Tim Dormer. Tim, are you there?
G'day, Rob. It's Tim.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Yeah, good, good. I'm excited to chat to you. Joel and I have been talking a lot about you. I was like, oh, tell me about the big reality podcasters and tell me all about you.
Well, Tim, I am a huge fan of yours, and I think that you did a great job all season long until last night, Tim. I'm very upset.
I know. I'm slowly finding out that I had a big sort of cheer squad watching. I didn't know that. I thought that I was the one they didn't want to win. I felt like I was just a visitor, a ring-in that wasn't even really allowed to win the show.
No, and you listen too much to the brothers.
I know, those little idiots got inside my head. No, do you know what? I was happy that they won. They got their dream that I had back in Australia a few years ago. Sure, $100,000 would be great, but I don't need the money, and I don't even know what it means to win two Big Brothers. So I kind of like, what does that even mean? What does it mean to win this version? I kind of struggled with it the whole season. Did I come to win? No, I came for an adventure. I came to kind of learn something about myself and get to the end, and I did. So I'm happy with that.
Tim, here's why people are upset, because you played so hard all season long, and we saw you at times that you had such strategic chops coming into this game, and you could manipulate people. You had all of the tools at your disposal.
Yeah, all the tools.
But then at the end, it felt like you took your foot off the gas.
Yeah, I did. I did. I'm happy to admit that I did. I could solve that puzzle. I went upstairs and sat down and solved it in 5 minutes. I didn't need to know the days. I just needed to know that everyone left every 7 days. So it's really just knowing your multiplications of seven and the order that people went. I should have done it. I probably should have. But then again, there's another comp that I would have had to have won that was in a trivia about the game as well. I just in that moment realized that I'd never wanted to win Big Brother by winning competitions.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though that is for the people who have a weak social game have to win their way to be safe in the game. I didn't want that. I didn't want to be the final HOH to send someone home and end their dream. I wanted someone to choose me, but I kind of underestimated how much the jury was on my side. I didn't know that. I didn't think that I had the jury votes, but the brothers and Kelsey obviously thought that I did. I mean, it feels great. It's a great reward to find out today that I was the people's favorite, if I can say that. Like, that's what.
Well, you and Cassandra, I think you guys had the most support from the people who really follow, you know, the strategy of the show. And that's, I think, what also is upsetting is that it felt like that you said, okay, at final three, I'm going to bow out. I want somebody to have their dream.
Yeah.
But then here was Cassandra, who people would have been equally as happy if she won. And you said to her, she said, hey, Tim, give up for me, please. And you said, no, I have to do this.
Yes, I know. Okay, look, I don't have regrets, but maybe it was just a final stab to say to Cassandra, I'm better than you. Like, I've lasted one more week than you, and I didn't even really want to. It's terrible. I shouldn't even say that. I shouldn't even joke about that, because it was her dream to win, and she could have. I think, essentially, I didn't agree with the way Cassandra played the game.
In what way didn't you agree with how she played?
So I feel like she did all the stuff that I wasn't willing to do, that I had the tools to do it. I could have manipulated more. I could have lied. I could have talked bad about other people, like made stuff up to change people's opinion of them and keep myself safe. But I didn't. I hold true to the fact that I let Cassandra do all that dirty work. That still doesn't leave my hands clean, but I know she had all the blood on her hands. And I didn't support someone winning the game that way either.
Mm-hmm.
I supported winning the game because you were true to yourself and you wore your heart on your sleeve and you acted on instinct, even if that wasn't the most strategic move, like me volunteering myself as a pawn, like, it worked out for me. But I mean, some might say that a lot of my moves in the game were stupid. That last one was the one that just didn't pull off. Like, who knows? I'm at peace with it all. I know it's not the end for me in reality TV. It might not be the end for me in Big Brother. We'll see.
Yeah. What happens? You just get bored and you say, okay, well, what'll be really fun if I do this next?
I wish it was like a thought process, because then I might be able to nip it in the butt before it gets me into trouble. It's literally just, it's like this evil little voice in my head just is like, go on, do it. Like, I don't even question it. I just do it. Like, it's just this little, I don't know, maybe this instinct that I always talk about that I act on maybe is just a really evil little demon inside, like a little spoiled brat that just wants to cause trouble. But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it must be fun to watch.
It is fun to watch until you decide to let Kelsey or the brothers win the game.
Yeah. All right.
That is fun.
I think they always would have. Neither of them would have ever taken me to final two. I would have had to have won that last HOH.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I was the winner if I had done that. But I don't know. It just didn't feel right. Didn't feel right.
Okay. So why did you vote for the brothers over Kelsey?
Yeah, okay, so I do believe Kelsey played a smarter game. I believe that she knew she couldn't win comps, so she formed good social bonds with the boys, Jared and the brothers, to ensure that they would win the comps for her. Essentially, she controlled the brothers. Like, they were just dinguses that could win comps. Like, they weren't really getting their way to the end. Yes, they saved themselves from the block a few times, but
yeah.
I think they worked really hard, and I think at the end of the day they wanted it more than Kelsey did, and I saw in them me in Australia wanting something really hard, working really hard for it, and in that same way that some people might think it was arrogant or cocky, and I don't know, I saw in them a younger version of myself, and they wanted something. And I've never had a brother in real life. I've never had younger brothers. I've only ever had sisters.
Yeah.
And I liked being their big brother and saying, all right, boys, you can have it. Like, you deserve it. You beat me.
Look, I would have voted for them too. I'm not. I just wanted to know your thought process in terms of why you cast that vote. Can you talk a little bit about the downfall of the Threek show? Because it seemed like at the final five, I think most of the fans said, okay, you know, between Tim and Cassandra and Joel, one of them is going to win the game here at the final five. Yep. They've got them outflanked and then really fell apart. And you revealed the alliance to everybody. Was that strategy when you said that?
No, that was an absolute slip of the tongue. I was so—I just wanted to come out with the alliance because I thought it was so cool. I loved us. I loved us so much. I loved Cass. I loved Joel on a personal level, but also as players, other people saw them as weak or as kind of like hard to work with. I saw them as such like strong and likable players on the outside. They're the type of people that would win the version of Big Brother that I come from. And we were all the misfits, the outsiders, and if either of them won, I would have been winning as well. In that moment of me spilling out the beans, I was proud. I was so proud of the Threek show. I wanted to kind of just come out with it and sort of, I don't know if it did hurt us, but maybe it did. I don't know. It all just fell apart, didn't it, that week? Joel made another option. I think he had sort of been playing Cassandra and I the whole game, playing the other side and flirting with jumping ship.
I think he was with you guys.
And that's the week that he decided to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to believe he was always with us. I think that was the saddest moment.
You could
that
watch
was,
the tapes.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to. I think, it'll be sad, I guess, to know that that was the moment that I really believe we could have made it the final three.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, Tim, I know you got a million things to do today. Thank you for taking some time to come on and talk with me. I really appreciate it. I know that this probably gets old to talk about over and over today, but if you ever want to talk some more, please look me up
anytime.
In the future. Okay.
Yeah, anytime. You too. Hit me up on Twitter or something.
All right,
man.
All the best, Tim. Take care.
See ya.
Bye. All right, everybody. There you have it. There's Tim Dormer here on the podcast. And good job by Tim on the exit interview. I don't think I buy that he didn't want to win anymore, but I think that he was coming around to being a little more forthcoming with that. And he's such a likable guy. Hard to stay mad at him, but that really drove me nuts last night when he said that he didn't think he wanted to win the game anymore when he was talking with Arissa. All right, so I'm sure we'll talk more about that in our recap show. I see that we have Kelsey on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Kelsey, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Kelsey, I'm doing very good. First off, thank you for taking time to talk with me this morning. I'm sure it's a late night and early morning for all of you guys after the Big Brother Canada finale.
Yes, no problem at all.
Yeah. Anyway, so first question that I want to ask you is, so when you were evicted and you go into that room with Levita, is it even a dream in your head that you would get back into the house and make it to the final two?
When I left, I definitely didn't think that I was going to a secret suite for a week. And it was pretty scary to go into that room. But once I was there, I was just so excited and just wanted to get back into the house so bad after hearing all of this information and watching everybody on a screen for a week. Like, it was actually scary how bad I wanted to get back into the house. And I did have really good feelings about it. Like, I just, for some reason, felt like I was going to get back in and that if I did get back in, then I would go far. And so it was a very kind of crazy experience, but also very, very good.
So one of the things that was brought up last night by your buddy Maddie was that you didn't actually change your game from after you went into the secret room with Levita. Do you reject that?
Oh, 100%. I think that it's really frustrating how people were saying that. When I left coming into the house, I was very much just kind of here for the experience and to have fun and to meet people. And I did that. And that was sort of why I was okay with campaigning for Raul to stay and for me to go, is because I felt so fulfilled by that. Coming back into the house, I spent a week with Levita and she was such a gamer and she kind of got my head in the game. And especially with Maddie was one of the first biggest moves I made coming back into the house. Like, I went and talked to her and said, we should start working together. Nobody would expect it. You know, we're supposed to hate each other in this game and we could continue to act like we hate each other. And And she turned it down, and she completely, you know, she said yes at first and then turned it down. And so when she called me out for not making any changes to my game, like I couldn't say it at the time in front of everybody, but like I did want to say to her, Maddie, like you were the first big change that I tried to make and you turned it down. So, and just even just getting kind of more of an understanding of the game in general, I didn't really, like I wasn't a super fan. I didn't watch the seasons beforehand and I did come in with my own strategy. So having the time to actually watch the game and see how it all worked, and I definitely 100% came in a changed player.
Now, when you got into your closing arguments over the last couple nights between the Canada vote and then what you were saying to the jury, you talked about how you played a very open game and honest game. Did you feel like, did you really believe that? Or was that something you were just trying to tell to the jury?
No, you know what? I do believe that. I was very open and honest. I think that trying to work with Maddie that one time was the first time that I actually tried to switch up that game that I had been playing, and it blew up in my face. And so that's when I went to Raul and Jared and I said, you know what, we need to just keep doing what we're doing. Let's try it. And, you know, it's Big Brother. So there is obviously going to have to be some lying and some manipulation. But I think out of all the players in the house, I was definitely one that people knew who my targets were, who I was going after, who I was upset with. I was very just real, just because that's who I am as a person, and I couldn't really switch that off. So of course there's a degree of lying and manipulation, but I think as far as the players go in the house, I was very honest and open.
Based on how the jury ended up voting, do you feel like that was what they wanted to hear, or do you feel like that you should have tried to own more of the things that you did in the house?
I think I probably should have owned it a little bit more. I think the thing that I'm kind of having regrets on now with my speeches was the fact that I feel like my strategy was to come into the house and to play with honesty and integrity and to be a positive person that people wanted to be around and to make those connections with people. And because of that strategy, I was brought back into the house. So it was a good strategy, and it was my own, just because my strategy wasn't to come in and lie and manipulate and cheat and deceive everyone in the house. And that's what people think Big Brother needs to be. It was my own type of strategy. So making those bonds and having that trust with people was my strategy. And I think it was just one that people didn't really appreciate because they didn't see it as a good Big Brother strategy. You know what I mean? But it was mine.
So when you had the opportunity to decide last night who you wanted to sit next to at the end, whether it was the brothers or Tim, did you take the brothers because you felt like that you would be able to beat them better? Or did you feel like that was more based on your loyalty to the brothers than Tim?
It was a mix of both. I did have a loyalty to the brothers. Once Jared left, and me, the brothers, and Joel at the time all sat down and said, okay, well, now we have to stick together. And at that point, I was completely vulnerable. Like, I had no one left in the game. I had been working with the brothers, and we made a decision then that we would take each other in the end. And I did want to keep my word on that. And there was a big part of me that thought that I could beat the brothers and that I did play a better game than the brothers. And one of the reasons why the brothers were never put up on the block was because of me and my alliance. You know, we were almost like a shield for the brothers to hide behind for a long time. And when I did win an HOH, I did make big moves and I set us up for the following week with Cassandra. And so, yeah, no, I did have confidence that I would beat the brothers, but I also knew that if they were there next to me, they had a really fighting chance. And I was okay with that.
Did you feel like the jury got it wrong, though? Do you feel like that they should have voted for you?
Well, of course, I think that I have to think that because this is my game. And I think that they weren't really seeing it the way I wish they would have. And I know that I had Raul and Jared fighting for me and jury. But like even when Cass left, you know, I thought with her leaving that she would be fighting for me as well, because I think that she did know what a great game I played. But she kind of left bitter and she didn't want to see that happen. So I'm really happy for the brothers. I think it's really great for them. I think they're going to be great winners. But yeah, of course, I would have loved to win.
Do you feel like had you not been evicted earlier in the game that the jury would have voted for you? Did they hold that against you?
I think that they do hold it against me a little bit. The funny thing about that, though, is when they were discussing who they were going to bring back into the house, the discussion was if Levita went back into the house, they were all just going to agree together right then that they would get her out the next week. And if I was brought back into the house, it was said that I would probably make it to the end. And because of my strategy of being just a positive person to be around, they brought me back into the house knowing full well that I probably would make it to the end. And they still made that unanimous decision to bring me back.
Now that you're out of the house, what is the plan, if there is one, for a relationship with Jared? That's a heavy question.
It is. I think that I've already seen Jared and Raul. I've seen both the guys that, you know, I was with this whole time. And Jared, we're just going to have to see. You know, we met each other in this house and we work together so great. And we've got so much in common. He's such a good guy. And we're definitely going to be in contact outside of this house. As far as a relationship goes, I think that we're just going to have to see what happens.
All right. Jealous Jared could show up. I think you could be. You gotta have.
Yeah, I know.
Don't let him down.
About him. Yeah. No.
You know, I'm curious to know, in addition to Jared, did you run into LaVita last night? I would really love to know what her reaction was after you guys spent that time together and you go off on your journey the rest of the season and she's out in the real world with the rest of us watching you. Did you guys talk at all?
Yeah, it's funny. I actually just talked to LaVita and she was saying that. But you know what? She said that she was really proud of me and that she thinks I did a good job and she's happy that I made it to the end. So LaVita and I really did squash all of our stuff that went on in the house in that room. So we did just have the best interests for each other. So it's good to see LaVita.
Outside of the people that were in the final two between yourself and the brothers, who do you think overall played the best game in this season?
Oh, I think that Jared did play a really good game. Maybe it was just because we were working so closely together. I think that he kind of played the same game as me, sort of, and I liked that. I think that Joel played a really good game. At the end, it all kind of unraveled, but you know, he was everywhere playing everybody, and nobody really knew about him, and if they did, they sort of just kind of discredited him, and I think there was a lot of good players in this game, but I'm gonna go with Jared and Joel. I'll say that.
Last thing, were you upset that when Mitch left the house, he said, if anybody from the third wheel gets to the end, they have my vote, but you did not get Mitch's vote?
I was a little bummed about that because I think that if it was probably Jared or Raul, he would have gotten the vote. And I feel like me in the third wheel alliance was really kind of discredited and that they sort of saw me as the one that was doing nothing when it was actually the opposite. But, you know, Mitch had a long time in jury to think, so I can't really hold it against him. He did what he wanted to do.
All right, Kelsey. Well, very nice to talk to you. All the best now that you're outside of the house, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. It was great talking to you as well.
Nice to talk to you too. Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Kelsey Faith here on the podcast, and she better lock that down with Jared. I don't want to see any sort of jealous Jared incident happen outside the house, and there you have it. Those are our Big Brother Canada 4 final three, so really appreciate everybody coming on with me. I know that they really, you know, run these guys through their paces from the time they get out of the house and they want to party, and they were all on Global this morning, so a busy day for everybody involved with Big Brother Canada 4, us included, because we're going to have our full recap of the finale coming up for you guys on the podcast. If you want to check that out live, 6 p.m. Eastern time, or if it's past 6 p.m. Eastern time on Friday, then you can listen to it in the archives of robswebsite.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to robswebsite.com/iTunes. I'm sure we are going to be talking more Big Brother Canada 4 along the way, either on RHAP or on the Big Brother Happy Hour with Jordan Parhar. Follow Jordan Parhar on Twitter at Jordan Parhar for updates on what he's got in store. And of course, I'll keep you posted on what's coming up here on the mothership. Looking forward to reading your comments on robinswebsite.com. Take care, everybody. Bye.